What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon, coming to you live from the Turks and Caicos, or as I like to call it, the Twerks and Caicos, because we've been twerking on the beach, right by the beach, boy. Very excited. You know, feel richly blessed that we're on vacation. We've done a little company retreat. So it's really nice getting to kick back right by the beach while also working, because remember, the work doesn't stop, even when my top's off. So I thought it's, you know, the most appropriate thing then to bring in the COO of Absolutely Not Productions, the one and only Christina Tompkins, into the podcast. You haven't heard from her for a while. So listen, it's the year of the rabbit. It's our year. And we're on vacation, bitch. So without further ado, please welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, Christina Tompkins.
Where you been, bitch?
Where you been, bitch?
Yeah, it's the year of the rabbit. Get ready.
Which means what exactly?
Oh, I just pulled it up because I'm a good fucking friend. Let's go. So, year of the rabbit. Although generally calm, gentle, and loving, rabbit people can be very ambitious, intuitively know how to get ahead in the world. They are good listeners.
Yeah.
Kind and sweet by nature, and are therefore often sought out as popular and trusted friends.
I'll tell you right now. If I have never heard a better description of myself, yourself.
Yeah.
And if you're a fellow Year of the Rabbit 87 baby, which means you turned 36 this year, want you to know that it's time for you to feel seen and heard, and it is our year. And if you think that we're not taking this year by storm, then you're out of your mind. I grew up with rabbits. I had two rabbits.
I didn't have a rabbit, but Jeff and I had a guinea pig in our fourth grade class that I brought home for Christmas that I wasn't watching when she gave birth, and then she ate her babies.
What do you mean she ate her babies?
I'm not joking. I never told you this story.
No.
So Jeff and I were in, for those who don't know, Jeff and I grew up together and we went to elementary school together. But if you ask Jeff, he doesn't remember any teacher we ever had.
So we need to sidebar that real quick. We have asked Jeff. We have been to multiple dinners, lunches, breakfasts, basically anything around food, thinking his blood sugar would be normal. And we have asked him, Jeff, do you remember who your first grade teacher is? And he does not remember.
He doesn't.
He has like, I don't know if it's like traumatic childhood, but there's some sort of major amnesia where he does not remember a single teacher.
No, he doesn't. So for third and fourth grade, Jeff and I had the same teacher for 2 years.
He couldn't tell you what they looked like, what they taught him, or what his or her names were.
No.
Which is, do you think that's like a straight guy thing?
I don't know. We also performed a full-length Shakespeare play, and Jeff was an actor. But
he was.
Yes,
wow.
Wow. That's why he's so good at the self-tapes.
This is why I leave Christina, you know, around. One, because I love and adore her, but also I love hearing the real scoop of Jeff's childhood.
Yes.
Because I don't get it any other way.
Literally, if I can find Jeff as Duncan in Macbeth pictures, they're so good. But anyway, so we had
the guinea pig.
Well, the guinea pig. To go back to the guinea pig, she was giving birth for over Christmas break. And like, I, again, year of the rabbit, she volunteered. She wants to be, you know, head of the class.
Best, of course.
Best in show.
Best in show.
So she goes, we'll take the guinea pig. And my mom was like, what the fuck are we doing with the guinea pig in our house? We never had an animal at that point. And I didn't know this because it wasn't told. But when guinea pigs give birth, the mother can be like rabid and eat her kids. So I then had, she literally, Christmas morning, of course, she gave birth. No. So we were distracted by opening gifts. We used to put like the towel over the crate, you know.
So you didn't have to look at them.
So no, like they were sleeping downstairs. Yeah. And like, you know, how we had the split level. So like they were down in the family room. We were up in the living room. And I go down, I'm like, let me check on the guinea pig. And if anyone from Miss McMahon's class wants to remind me of the name, I can't remember.
Also, right, I love that your teacher was Miss McMahon.
Oh my God. Yeah.
How the fuck does Jeff not remember? Oh, he said, we brought it up. He's like, I don't know who this person is. I'm like, it's my last name. And you don't remember Miss McMahon. Yes. You say the second or fourth grade?
Third and fourth grade. Because I've told you that this was the gifted artistic child's class that we were in. That was third and fourth grade. So third graders were with fourth graders. And half the class like moved up, and then you would get another half third grade class.
So are you saying my husband wasn't gifted or not?
He then was not on that track anymore because I never saw him again in the gifted and talented.
Listen, if I had to hear one more time from anybody in my family how I was so not gifted, although I was in accelerated reading.
Oh.
First grade. I was in accelerated reading. And I went to a special class to do reading, and it wasn't the slow. I was in decelerated math, de-escalated. You're on the back of the caboose. The train doesn't even know how to get on track. That's how bad the math and science skills were. But I was
physics.
Yeah, physics. Oh, chemistry. I've said this a million times. Thank God Mr. Ely just gave me a C and like, let me pass. But I was in accelerated reading. But that was up into fourth grade, but I never was in. So what was our gifted program called? Well, I couldn't even remember it. That's how you know I wasn't
after
in it.
After that, it went into WINGS, which I don't remember what it stands for, but like you spread your wings, basically.
You spread your wings. You nerdy fucking hussies.
I did. Well, he's not a part of that.
Yeah, well.
So anyway, the guinea pig ate the fucking kids. Mm-mm. She ate the kids. I had to bury. She didn't eat the whole thing. So I had to take it. I put it in a shoebox. We put it out in the snow because my mom was like, what the heck do you do with a dead guinea pig?
Yeah.
You don't flush it down. It was like, also when they gave birth, it was sort of like, you know, when a dog, it's like fully formed too. Yeah. Does that make sense? Like it's a whole guinea pig.
Yeah.
But just tiny.
And she just, was she like eating the heads off or what?
It was a bloodbath. It was so bad. I remember being like, what?
Yeah.
So, but then the bigger trauma or the biggest trauma was also, I had to call Miss McMahon on Christmas to let her know that there are going to be no babies. And like, what is your, you know, third and fourth grade split level artistic class been planning for?
Yeah.
The birth of the children.
Ooh.
So then I had to explain to everybody, I had to lie.
Under your watch.
I had to lie.
What did
you
say?
I couldn't say.
There was a bloodbath.
Stillborn. I think I said something like, I don't know. I don't remember because it's stillborn. Obviously, we didn't know what that term was.
Doesn't matter. This is how accelerated and this is how you know you and I are kindred spirits because I would have come up with the same fucking thing.
Lie.
I would have come in with this story. I was like, boys and girls, you don't know what stillborn is. And the teacher would have been appalled and been like, how do you know what that is? But we would have come up with some, or our mothers would have been like, this is what you're going to do. You're going to go into class, tell them it was a stillborn. Yeah. They're not going to ask questions.
No questions.
No questions.
Yeah.
Always lying for our mothers.
Isn't that the truth?
Mm. From websites to online stores to marketing tools and analytics, Squarespace is the all-in-one platform to build a beautiful online presence and run your business. I am always so impressed when y'all let me know or sign to my DMs and let me know that you were running a shempire or if you started a business or you tapped in and used Squarespace. Because remember, how many times do I have to tell you? Work smarter, not harder. Listen, I love Squarespace. It's awesome. Everything you could need from e-commerce to content ownership to your traffic overflow. You can connect all your social media accounts. You can put video blogs. So like present your videos from like YouTube, Vimeo, anything. You can put it all on your Squarespace site. I also love that they have email campaigns so you can blast something out to your followers or your clients or your customers It's awesome. I can't tell you how easy Squarespace is. I never thought I could build a website, and I went on Squarespace and it was just like a total no-brainer. Step by step, walk you through everything. It just makes your life freaking easy. Also, I love, say you're a fashion blogger, they've got blogging tools, you can see the analytics, all the social sharing, and everything's right there. So you know you have your SEO tools, so you can like have a search engine optimization for your website, which means you'll get found and searched by people more and more often. We love this. We love Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com/absolutely for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, all you got to do is go to squarespace.com/absolutely for a free trial. And when you are ready to launch, offer code absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You know, sometimes we got to quit listening to the noise that's around us and listen to ourselves and say, hey, I just need to talk to somebody. I need to have an honest conversation with somebody who is a non-biased third-party opinion. And you know what I love? I love Talkspace. At Talkspace.com, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with the provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. We love a speedy turnaround. It's incredibly convenient to have a virtual session with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. There's no need to commute to appointments, miss time at work, have to go sit on that awkward couch, and you can literally do everything from the comfort of your own home or from your office or wherever you're at, your hotel room. If you're traveling and you're a busy gal or guy, you can work on your mental health and talk to somebody. It's so easy, literally over the internet. We love this. Talkspace is also great because it's secure and private, using the latest end-to-end bank-grade encryption technology to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. You know what we love? HIPAA regulations. Talkspace is affordable and in-network with most major insurers. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get a whopping $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/absolutely. That's friggin' amazing. Again, to match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/absolutely to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/absolutely. Get $100 off at Talkspace.com/absolutely. Do yourself a favor and talk it out at Talkspace.com. A lot is making sense.
I know.
I mean, I just thought you had anger because, you know, you're a New Yorker, but the
guinea pig. I have anger?
Yeah.
I have anger?
Yeah. What? Well, you know, my mom killed our rabbit. We had Buttercup.
She's killed
a lot of animals. And it's really, it is mostly her fault, but also innocently enough. But we had rabbits, Buttercup. What was it? Buttercup and Rosebud. And rabbits multiply like crazy. And so the rabbits had babies. And then
and it's Year of the Rabbit. So
Year of the Rabbit. And we had a huge pin outside at our old house. And then the vet was like, yeah, they're just going to keep multiplying. Like, you have to like set them out into the wild. So my mom set them out into the wild. And one day we were leaving for school and there was just dead bunnies all over the road outside of our house. And my mom was devastated. Well, she denied. Of course she did.
Did she deny that they were your bunnies?
Of course. Yeah. And then we came home that day and I think we had a new cat because she was like, I got to distract, you know, because I'm so ADHD. I would have forgotten about the bunnies. And she was like, no, I'm going to just get you a new kitty cat.
She went down to the Petco and she's like, yeah, a cat will be fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine. Yeah, let's say a wolf ate the damn bunnies. Oh my God. You know, that's really funny because we had a turtle in one of our classes. We definitely had, I think we had a bunny. And you took it home and we had a turtle. We had like a lizard. Mm-hmm. Can we just throw this out there? What the fuck was the learning lesson of these teachers sending us home with animals?
Also, I'm going to go with it doesn't happen anymore.
Doesn't happen.
That doesn't.
Huge liability for elementary.
You know, there's a lot of things, but it might be good. It might, you know, get them to be a little bit more solid.
But here's the thing. That's why I bet you talk to any parent that listens to this podcast, they're going to tell you kids are soft now. Yeah. Maybe the kids, maybe the younger generation would have a little more oomph and a little more gumption if they too had to deal with the trauma of the dead class pet, because there was nothing worse. And remember, you always knew though, because like that one kid that would get sent home with the lizard or the turtle, and everybody had that like fear.
Oh, I'm sure.
Fear in their stomach that like, listen, it's going to Michelle's house. We know her parents are getting a divorce. This thing's going to get neglected.
Okay. So I think this is why. So I was a third grader when I brought it home, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. And the girls, the year older than me, never liked me, which the older girls never liked the younger girls.
Ever.
Obviously.
And
my car did get egged in high school. So I think maybe it's because of the guinea pig now that I'm connecting the dots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did they write something like in, you know, shaving cream on your back windshield, like guinea pig killer, guinea pig whore, anything?
No,
directly?
No, it was just completely egged. I didn't get the shaving cream.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, it's because I became the ski club president, but now I'm really thinking it's because of the guinea pig.
You know, there are days where I think Christina is really going to lean in to her waspiness. And then when you hear that she was ski club president, it doesn't get better than that. Tell us about your years as ski club president, Christina.
Yeah, exactly. Years. Because I started as a sophomore and ended as a senior as a ski club president.
So what I'm hearing is that there was no term for reelection. So you were a ski club tyrant is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, but
dictator, if you will.
I think if we pooled the people in ski club, they would have really enjoyed their time.
You guys were living in a bougie suburb of New York City. Where the fuck were you going skiing?
Killington, Vermont.
How far is that? You're teenagers.
But we would, I've never told you our ridiculous weekends.
No, like, I heard that you guys all got in trouble for drinking alcohol.
Okay, and Jeff would also, he's a skier too. And we would go up to Killington, Vermont for the weekend. They would have like an 18 and under night at the club called Boots. And Boots is where you would get them knocking. And there was literal cages and poles. And we would be out of our minds.
But who is supervising this trip? Do we have teachers on the trip?
Yeah, and I'm not going to mention names, but I would definitely say that teacher,
also drinking at Boots.
That teacher is one of the first older men that I would say I realized was a sexual predator.
Okay, great. And you know what? That's about on par.
I bet if
you pull a lot of people who were born in 87, they will all look back and go, you know, Mr. Montgomery, I'm just throwing out a random name.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They're just like, yep. Uh-huh.
I knew that I didn't know what sexual predator was, but it's definitely the advisor of the ski club.
Yeah. Who's hanging out with the girls.
Who also doesn't ski.
Who also doesn't
yeah,
ski.
Yeah, he definitely didn't ski.
100%. Okay. So this is all coming together.
I know.
But let's get back to this class pet thing, because now that we've really discussed it, now, you know, Mary Beth was here for a portion of the trip. We didn't get her on the pod because, you know, mom's weekend out. But she was saying, you know, a lot of these kids, they got allergies, they got all sorts of shit going on. I don't think that we need to pull some parents. If anyone's listening, please slide my DMs. Let me know when this comes out. Do we still have the class pet that you send home? To me, it would be a absolute liability.
Totally.
Right? Like, you know, I don't know.
Well, there's so many
loose.
Allergies for
they're
sure.
Fucking allergies.
Yeah, no one can have, you know, the faux, like, sawdust at the bottom of the crate anymore.
No, God, no.
But also that probably exacerbated my asthma for a really long time.
Yeah, you actually are still highly asthmatic. You and my mom have both been coughing hard. Again, if anybody listens to this.
Are you talking about my roommate?
Yeah,
behind your back?
Yes, I am talking about. Robin had her own room, and then now she and Tina are bunked up for the last 2 days of the trip. And Robin has, here's the deal. If anybody is listening to this, Robin is on blood pressure medicine, which a side effect is this like really nagging hacky cough. We have tried to get her to switch her blood pressure medicine. Easy fix. Refuses to do it.
Yep.
Wouldn't even take a Zyrtec today when she had an allergy to a plant that we are not used to back home.
No.
What are we going to do?
I mean, last night was our first night together, and I said, Robin, I have, you know, cough medicine with codeine. I have cough drops, you know, just a simple Halls. And she goes, I'll be fine. Like, I'm not joking you, every five. That's why she's asleep right now. Normally, she's not asleep this early.
No. We had to go to a special pharmacy to get her a cough suppressant for children because she has to take, if you have high blood pressure and you're on blood pressure medicine, you have to be on a certain cough syrup that will like not fuck up your heart, basically. We don't know what to do anymore. I said, Mom, you're not sick. This is because your blood pressure medicine and you are scaring people at the pool. Like half the Boston Bruins are here with their families.
Yeah.
And Robin has gone from literally, she's moved chairs eight times.
She really did today. She followed the sun. Yep. But she cleared the pool as cleared she the followed pool. The sun because no one sat around us.
No, because Robin's in the back going, okay, but she could not be worse. Now, guys, we got to tell you right now.
Oh my God, wait. What's her name? What is her name?
Her name is like, it's like a Lucille Bluth. She literally is Liza Minnelli from Arrested Development. That is that character.
You know, the lipstick is hot pink. Mm-hmm. It's on her teeth.
This woman, now I want to describe this woman. Yeah. I'd say heavy set as another heavy set woman. I can say that. We're talking about a heavy set older woman, probably in her mid 70s, mm-hmm. dark jet black hair, long French tip nails. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Full red lip at the pool, a smoky eye. She's in like one of those like black one pieces where it's got like half a skirt attached to it. Right. And we're staying at a very nice resort. Right. Yes. So bitch can afford it. She's showed up with the Chanel dress to the nines. Now, when I clocked this woman's toe job, she had what I would say are extensions on her toes. I've never seen talons like this that are chartreuse.
You know, when they ask you at the nail place, cut short, she says no.
She hasn't said yes to a cut short
question. Cut short?
In 4 fucking years before COVID.
That was almost curling under. That looks like Nana's big toe. Yeah. She has to have the podiatrist make a house call.
I literally just said on this podcast that I need a primary care physician. And you know how I'm going to find one? Through ZocDoc. Y'all, I have told you, I actually have been using ZocDoc religiously for years. I love ZocDoc. Here's the thing. You've been stewing about a health problem you have. You almost resort to texting your group chat to get your friends' opinions. You're extremely unlikely to find quality medical advice in your group chat. But you know where you can find it? You can find it through a doctor on ZocDoc. Here's the thing. ZocDoc is fucking awesome. Okay. All you do is you download the free app, right? So you just literally go on the app and you're like, all right, I need a podiatrist or I need a gynecologist or whatever. Put in your insurance, whether you're insured or not. You put the location where you are, and then it'll literally show you the exact doctors that are client reviewed, and you can say, okay, this is great. And then book directly from the app. That means you don't have to call their office and beg somebody to get on the phone. You just do it all in the app. ZocDoc is a free app. It's so freaking awesome. Again, ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them and treat most every condition under the sun. You need a gynecologist. They got it. You need, you know, a kidney specialist. They got it. Go on ZocDoc. Download their free app. And then no matter where you are in the country, you can literally say, hey, I'm traveling in New Hampshire. Let me see who's covered in under my insurance while I'm here. I need to see somebody. I got a bad tooth. I got you. Go to ZocDoc.com and download the free app. Again, that's ZocDoc.com/absolutely and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/absolutely. ZocDoc.com/absolutely. So we're in the hot tub. But, oh, no, actually what happened was...
We weren't actually in the hot tub yet. She was so loud from across the pool. I was in the sun on one side of the pool. I was like, yeah. Heather, you have to come and you got to see this.
Because you know what, Tina and I love a vacation creature. A vacation creature is different than a vacation friend. When you find that one person at the resort, a la White Lotus.
It's so White Lotus
right now. Actually, it really is. Waimara is White Lotus.
Yes, because you're going to get murdered.
I would probably get murdered.
Yeah.
From some crazy fans. But I will say, this woman was just the Jennifer Coolidge character, just out of her mind. Mm-hmm. And so we hear her from the other side of the pool. And what do we have to do? Get closer. Because we are gluttons for punishment.
Yes. But the best part, I think, to start it off was the Price is Right theme ringtone.
Break that down for us, Christina.
So we're across the pool and she's trying to, you know, connect with her friend, obviously, on the South Shore of Long Island. And all of you hear is...
Which we do not have the copyright or trademark for, so forgive us. But that is the, just Google or YouTube, the opening credit theme song for The Price is Right. So this woman does not know how to answer her phone because she is staring directly into the sun, doesn't have sunglasses. No. So therefore, she can't see on her screen, because she's not under the umbrella, how to swipe right to answer the FaceTime.
Oh, swipe right. No. So multiple times that happens. And she's like, Dolly.
Yeah.
You got to hold on. You got to see this water.
Now, here's the thing.
You can do it. I can do the accent because I'm from New York. And it's like, you know, you can talk shit about from where you're from or people that look like you because that's your tribe kind of thing.
But Long Island's different. I mean, it's like me talking about somebody from like South Georgia who's just being like a goddamn redneck.
Yeah.
But this woman was fucking insufferable, screaming into the phone. Let me show you the water. The water's literally, imagine blue, but better.
But better.
Better.
Off Let me show path. You. She's FaceTiming and she's literally taking the phone and flipping it down towards the pool.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain. You know, your mom, everyone's mom FaceTimes with no headphones on.
Up the nose.
Literally, the nose hairs are in the camera.
Yeah.
And she puts the phone above the pool. Listen, it didn't fall in. So give it up for that. But
I'm thinking this is going to be like a 3.5 minute conversation.
No.
Just a real quick, Darlene, let me show you around. Give you a little quick 360 of the water. Da, da, da. No. Next thing you know, it is a 45 minute conversation.
Yeah. Because she got now, off the plane. She got off the plane.
She got off the plane. She went through the customs.
It was so quick. It was so quick. You could get down here. It's so quick.
So at this point, we are... It's like midday. We shouldn't be sitting in a hot tub.
Also, this is a day that we have not drank.
We were dead sober.
We didn't drink.
At all. And we are sitting in the hot tub. And at this point, it's midday. We should not be in the hot tub.
We're snooping in the hot tub.
So our skin is slowly boiling off. And I've already gotten a sunburn. And so is Christina. And we are sitting there just trying to listen to her. I'm listening to everything. Oh, I got a tour with the villas. Beautiful, off the beaten path. But you know, I decided I wanted to stay at the main resort because that's better. It's closer to breakfast.
Yeah.
And I want to be closer.
They don't got restaurants over there.
Yeah.
You got to come over here for the restaurant.
You got to take the shuttle. It's more private, but I don't need the privacy. I'm here with Bob. Who cares?
The best was she was like, listen, it's like having your own little condo over here. You got a nice little bed, a little kitchenette. It's your own little condo. You know, she's originally from Jackson Heights, Queens.
Yeah.
And then she made it out.
Married Bob. He moved her to Long Island.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God. Wait. Okay. So then I saw Bob.
Oh, God.
I was leaving breakfast. I had to go back upstairs for something. And I was like, I'm going to take the stairs. And Bob's there trying to get on his sandal.
No.
And his toe talon also matched Darlene's toe talon. And I was like, match made in heaven, I guess.
Yeah.
This is why. The toe was curled. The nail. What do we do? How do we get here as a society?
And here's the thing. She had a perfect manicure. It was full French tip.
Yeah.
The toes were, but it was all too long.
It was long.
Long. And like for an older person, I didn't see
that. They also couldn't get on the sandal. And I thought did we stop and maybe question the length of the toenail in terms of getting the sandal on, you know?
That's a great point.
It was like a knuckle
under, and
it couldn't go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But we have been stalking this woman. We have been listening. We have been spying. Pleasant. Last time I was here, there was another couple where this woman, and I've said this before, but
there's
always one person on vacation who's insufferable. It doesn't matter if they fucking tuck you in a bed, fluff your pillows, kiss you on the cheeks, and give you a glass of rosé. There's always that one insufferable bitch at any resort who everything is wrong, right?
Yeah.
This woman, pleasant, and I respected it, even though she's screaming at the pool, Darlene, let me show you the water. It's like a condominium. It's not. She's like, do you know they have an espresso machine?
Oh, my God. Wait a second. Did you see the buffet? They make the eggs. They make the eggs how you want the eggs. And you're like, Darlene. I want to live in your brain.
Well, no, Darlene's her friend. What's her name? Lucille.
Lucille. Yeah.
And the
best. Well, I'll live in Darlene's head, too. That's fine.
But that's, you know what? We've just been, we're obsessed with this woman. What year do you think she is?
Oh, well.
Year of the ram. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe like a year of the rooster.
Yeah. Oh, this bitch gets up and starts barking.
Yep.
Year of the freaking
rooster. She's going. She's cock-a-doodle-doing.
I mean, but when we were sitting in this hot tub, just spying on this woman as she's, Darlene, it's like a condominium.
Yeah.
It's not.
You can see it's like a one bedroom. You got your little kitchenette.
You know what, though? If you go on vacation when you're 75 and you don't FaceTime me and show me how blue the water is and let me know if you have amenities, I'm going to be pissed.
I'll be pissed, too.
I will look up every single person that was in your third grade class and I will let them know that it was not stillborn babies, that the guinea pig mother assaulted her children.
I did. Oh, it was Jeff, all my fault.
It wasn't your fault. That's not your trauma. And you know what? Listen, animals, at the end of the day, nature's nature.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Nature is nature. It wasn't your fault. You didn't know what to do. I know your mother very well. I know she sure as fuck didn't know what to do.
No.
But I love that. Actually, we're more like Lucille than anything because you went in to your third grade class with a full-blown story. All right, this is what happened, kids. So there was a stillbirth. The babies didn't make it. Here we are.
We still have the mother.
We still have the mother. And you know what? Glass half full.
I know. What a time.
What a time. You're the rabbit, though. I feel like I don't fully know what it means when it is your year. Like, what does it mean astrologically?
Well,
it's in China. It's
a Chinese like chart, right?
Okay, right.
But I think it means it's your year to really come into your power, like to really fully realize like all of those traits that you are. I think they're just like superpowers.
So like asthmatic, like this is the year it finally takes you down.
Listen, if it hasn't taken me down yet, I don't know.
Knock on wood.
Wait, but I do think like when you're reading about it, we have all these other sides, right? We have the calm, gentle, and we're so loving and we're like really great friends to be.
We are. We take care of everybody.
Yes. But then we'll flip and we're going to be super ambitious.
Yeah.
Intuitive.
Yeah.
We're going to get shit done.
Yeah.
I think that's why you can come into your, like, or how it feels is like you can come into that and really take charge.
Here's my question. How many, is it like every 10 years or do you only hit the year of the rabbit like once every 50 years?
I'm pretty sure it's every 10. I'll look it up really quick, but it's because.
See, if this was a professional podcast, we would have a side producer that would be in studio with us on vacation that would have literally already pulled this up on the screen, but we are bootlegging it by the beach.
And we have Turks and Caicos Wi-Fi. Okay, but Sai, remember she had said that she was also Year of the Rabbit. I was like, girl, I didn't know you were 36. And she was like, no, I am not that year. So the year of the,
So it's multiple years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Years and elements. Here we go. So 1903, 1915, 27, 39, 51, 63, 75.
Ooh, okay.
Not to tell Sai's age.
Yeah.
87. 99, 11, and then 2023.
Okay, interesting. So this gives me hope though, right?
Yeah.
So this gives me hope. It's more like every like 15 or 20 years, but this is it. Maybe we're coming into our prime. Like we've been setting the stage, doing the grunt work. It's like when Mercury's in fucking retrograde, we've been doing the grunt work and this is the year for it to really pay off. You know what I mean? We've set the shit in motion. Now we just need to let the rabbit out of the cage to eat its young and fucking go for it.
Oh, also we're like part of the fire hairs. So there's like water, wood, fire, earth, metal. There's all different types
elements
of like rabbits.
Oh, different types of
hairs.
Rabbits.
Like
hairs. Yes.
Fire is yang in character. The motion is upward and its energy is convective.
Now, you know, I went to that acupuncturist in New York.
Yes.
And he told me I had way too much yang, which was fire masculine energy.
Well, motherfucker.
So how do we need to balance it with the yin?
Yes, we do.
You know, I'm all about that balance.
Fire is associated with summer, the south, the planet Mars, and the color red.
Okay, first.
Hot weather, daylight. Yeah, okay.
Okay, wait a minute. So this is fantastic. One, you just moved to Atlanta. So you're in the South.
Oh, fire South.
Fire South.
Yeah,
we are constantly surrounded by a redhead, right? Red's my favorite color. Red looks great on you as well.
Thank you.
We do great in the summer. We have plans. We are traveling. We are going places. So maybe that means we're going to have a busy summer. Like shit's going to pop off.
The fire element provides warmth, enthusiasm, creativity.
Yeah, done.
However, it can bring excess of aggression, impatience, and impulsive behavior. We like to shop. Do you know how much online shopping I did today at the pool?
How much?
Like a lot. And Teresa, my concierge, already yells at me about the amount
in the
of
new
packages.
Building.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
She's saying like, it's enough. You're not here. You're out of town.
She's
so
like, Miss Christina, you order way too much. And I said, Teresa, it's hard out here for a single lady. I have to do it all on my own.
That's the thing. Yeah, you need to tell Miss Teresa. You need to say, Miss Teresa. Okay, here's the deal. I got to order the 75 different jeans because I need to know which one's not going to give me a camel toe. So when I'm out there hitting the mean streets of Atlanta dating, you know what I mean? Like, people don't get it. We're not the kind of girlies, and Tina, you're much, much thinner than I am. We're not the kind of girlies who can just buy something off the rack. Yep. You're very tall and have very long legs. We've always been those odd birds who can't just,
yes,
we got to take it to the alterations, the tailors.
Yeah. And she already knows that I order way too much, but it's because we want to, we have to try it on, like, the privacy of our own home, and then we'll return.
Yeah.
I love a return. We love to do returns.
Yeah. You, and this is how we do know we are turning into our mothers, because Christina's mom is, and I think I can speak freely on this, yeah, is just like my mom, where, yeah, they will drive across town in traffic, spend $45 on gas to make a $5.50 return at a Ross for less.
Yeah.
And you know who else I bet does that? Lucille at the pool.
Oh, she's obsessed. Not. She bought 3 bathing suits at Ross, but she wasn't going to try them on there. She was going to bring them home.
Yeah.
And then maybe when she gets back from Turk, she didn't wear the 3rd one. She's going to return that one too. You know?
Cause she goes, I'm not going to be back here for another 9 months. No, what am I going to do?
What are you talking about?
I got my son.
I got the suits down in Naples already. Yeah. Like, I'm not bringing another pair. I'm not bringing another suit. What are you talking about?
When my mom packed for this trip, I'm like, Mom, we're going to go to nice dinners. Let's do some photo shoots. Let's get you some Bumble photos. She packed 2 pair of jeans, a sweater, 1 sweatshirt. Now, mind you, Show Me Your Moomoo, shout out to Cammy, has sent so many great bathing suits, which mom looks fucking phenomenal in.
Yes.
But I can't get her to wear one of the fabulous kimono or muumuu style, like, sundresses over it. Robin is wearing an Old Navy zip-up hoodie and a pair of shorts that her tiny titties could tuck into. They're so high-waisted right now.
Yeah.
And this hat with the carrot on it. Shout out to Millridge Farms out of Lexington, Kentucky.
She's literally wearing this.
Price,
everywhere.
If you hear this, you gave my mom swag when we came up to shoot my special, and she has been wearing this carrot hat everywhere.
And we call her Carrot Top.
We call her Carrot Top because it's fucking insane.
She has the red hair. She has the carrot on her hat. It's her vibe, though.
It's her vibe.
She skeeted off to breakfast at 7:30 this morning because she coughed for 6 hours straight. And I, like, rustled at 7 a.m. And she goes, oh, good, you're awake. I know, I've been coughing all night. It's crazy. And I was like, it's okay, Robin. Don't worry about it. I'm going to go to breakfast. Okay, great. I wake up at 7 because I got the best sleep from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Of course, because that's when we get REM sleep. When most people are getting up and taking their children to school or going to work, we finally get rest at 7 a.m.
You know what? I haven't thought about this, but I really do thrive in those hours just in general. But I think it's because I'm so worried about everyone else throughout the entire night. And then at 7, I know that their day has started. I haven't gotten a text that says, or a call that's like, someone is dead or needs my help. So now I can finally slumber. And that's why I have 2 hours to do so.
See, my panic hours are about 2 to 4, because then I realize I'm up and I'm making my list of, like, everything I got to worry about. But I hear you. I'll wake up then at 7, kind of panic like you.
Yeah.
I'll check my phone. If nobody's texting me, somebody has died, been in something horrific.
Right.
There isn't something on fire. There isn't something due. Somebody didn't steal money from, like, an account or whatever.
Yeah.
Then I go back to sleep and I'll wake up at like 10:30 or 11 and Jeff gives me shit. And I'm like, no. I'm right there with you. That's the only time our brains can relax.
I actually have. That's the first time I've thought about that. But I really do feel like I get so much. It's anxiety, but it's also, I don't know. It's a lot of other things, because we also carry a lot of the weight of family, friends on our shoulders, which is wonderful and lovely. And we can handle it because we're the year of the rabbit, right?
Right. We can handle it.
But sometimes it is, I'm like, I'll look and be like, oh, is the dog dead? Who knows? I have to wait until 7 a.m. when I know everyone else's day has started. So it
makes
sense.
I hear you. You know, yes, that is very true. Also, Tina, you're also waiting for the phone call from your mother because your 16-year-old dog, Lily, who has actually lived 9 fucking lives and bitch won't die. And we love Lily. But Lily is, you know, full cataracts, foggy eyes. Like, she's lived a good life. She goes back and forth between New York and Naples. But it's time to maybe, like, cross over, you know?
Time to.
Oh, here we go. The asthma. She's allergic. It's the asthma. Oh, here she goes.
As we were trying to saying time to say goodbye. Yeah, no, I think it's all of that. It's a constant worry.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Robin keeps us all humble because she's always up and at it, ready to go.
Yes. But there is, I mean, and Tina and I realized this tonight at dinner. We're better off giving advice or dealing with each other's families. Like, you can deal with my mom. I can deal with your mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just need to start calling Eileen more and be like, hello.
Yes.
What's this? I'm going to start. I'm going to text her.
Because you got to keep her in check.
Yeah.
Because otherwise,
if we let these moms go rogue, forget about it.
No. I'm already planning. I've already told Robin the plane ticket will be bought and she's being shipped off to Naples for at least a week this month.
She's got to go.
She needs to go.
Robin has been talking about how she's going to rent a house in Florida for the entire month of January and February.
And you can pitch in.
And you can pitch in.
It's her whole thing right now of you want to come for January. You just pay a couple of bucks. You can come in for January.
I said, Mom, that's not how that works. If you want to rent a house, if you want to rent the house and then invite people over and you have a revolving door of weekend guests, yes. I would imagine if you're letting people stay for free, they're going to take you to a nice dinner. Yes. They're going to chip in for lunch, but quit being so fucking cheap.
No.
Come on.
Eileen's not going to make you pay half of the HOA.
I can't. I can't. It's their generation.
Wait, but I will say right now, the scandal is, so I'm on, again, like Heather.
Yeah.
We are on everything that our mothers, we're CC'd on everything.
Yeah,
so
everything.
I'm getting the club bill
right
now. Yeah. Oh, I'm texting my mom today. And I was like, Ma, who's ordering all the Cokes? She goes, what?
Wait,
I
what?
Said, well, Ma, the Cokes? Someone's ordering Cokes at the clubhouse. Who's doing the Cokes? I was like, Ma, I don't know what to tell you, but you're in New York. There's a rogue Coke orderer. On our
How
number.
Many fucking Cokes?
And so every day for the past couple of days, someone's ordered a single Coke. And my theory is it's a kid. It's a kid.
Yeah.
It's a kid that's like 7761.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me a Coke at the pool.
Yeah.
You know, like someone's there with their grandparents for some kind of break or
they don't
whatever.
Know the number.
Because it's Naples. So there's actually no children. Or maybe it's just someone that is, you know, closer to death and they're forgetting their club number.
Yeah.
But you know, my mom, she's like, I'm calling them today.
Oh, she's got to get her.
It's the Coke is $3.24, but she will call.
Wait a minute. That's the price of a Coke?
Yeah.
That is, talk about inflation. A single.
Yeah.
And is this free refills? Yeah, it's Florida, of course.
I would assume, okay. But we don't have like a vending machine. Like, there's someone not like brings you a Coke.
Oh, so it's in a can. It's not like a fountain soda?
No. I don't really order soda.
When was the last time I ordered a soda? Couldn't tell you. Mexican Coke, though, when I'm hungover.
I know you.
But $3.25 for a Coke. I mean, I don't know. I know this is the year of the rabbit, but that seems a little fucking insane.
I'm not putting the place on blast.
Because we like to indulge in our country clubs.
Because it sends the breakdown because apparently the other biddies from New York have also complained about people ordering things on their number. You know,
well,
how
today,
that goes.
Today, Tina, a poolside, you had to go through our phone bill and realize we have like 8 numbers on our phone bill.
That was hilarious.
We have no idea who these numbers are. And Robin's like, of course, we're still on the family plan. I cut my mom a check. It's just easier not to change my number.
Everyone does that.
Everyone is on the fucking family plan.
She goes, you know what? We're going to have to make some changes.
We're like, what? Yes, Mom, you've been hacked. And there's 6 other numbers on here that you are paying for that we don't even know whose fucking numbers these are.
No. And she said, they're Apple Watches. And I was like, Robin, do you have telephone? It was a whole thing.
It's a whole fucking thing.
I think we're going to get it figured out. But I do think you're being bamboozled by AT&T.
Oh, I know.
There's no world that our Verizon bill, because I'm still on my mother's. Like my mother, my sister, and I are still
the
same one.
We're all on the same one.
It's you, Ashley, and Robin are on the same thing.
And we have like these 8 other numbers, which are not like business numbers. Like I have a work number. I'm pretty sure Ashley has a work number. We both have Apple Watches, but I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Robin doesn't.
She's screaming across a pool. I think my password is rigatoni 123. And we're like, what?
Yeah.
It's the password. It's the coughing. It's the... the moment this woman puts one toe in the ground, though, I'm going to be so devastated.
Oh,
I'm going to throw myself off the balcony. I will be inconceivable, inconsolable.
Oh, yeah.
All of it.
Yes.
It would just be
literally,
like,
I turn. So wailing. When I was, you know, we came back from dinner and we were getting into pajamas and I'm just like sitting on the bed really quick. And she has the iPad. She's literally holding the iPad, but she's full eyes closed, holding the iPad.
No, here's the thing. So Robin was supposed to come on the iPad, the podcast. And I said, listen, I'll do a little vacation review. I'll do 10 minutes with Jeff, get 10 minutes with you, 10 minutes with Robin. And as you were walking out, Robin.
I came up, I texted Heather.
Yeah.
A little video of Robin.
Snoring.
Just snoring. Just like she's holding the iPad. But she didn't sleep last night because she coughed every 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to sneak on my, you know, my little rubber Birkenstocks. And she goes, is the podcast happening? I was like, Robin, I think maybe it's time for bed. Like, take a nice little nap. Go to sleep. I'll take a 10 minute.
She keeps doing this thing. She'll come up in like the middle of the day. You're on vacation. Yeah. If you want to take a 4-hour nap in a hammock, go ahead. She'll go upstairs. I'm going to go upstairs for 5 minutes. Text me. Call me frantic. I fell asleep for 30 minutes. And I'm like, Mom, sleep for an hour. Relax. We're working. You're not. Enjoy the retirement, bitch.
The only time, the only time I've ever seen my mother nap was during the height of the COVID lockdown. One day. Out of all of the days. And we were in New York, like nothing is open. I caught her sleeping on the couch and I literally was like, this is the end.
This is the end. Check her pulse. Because Robin, I knew she had COVID because remember my sister and I were so deathly ill with COVID. And then my mom had COVID, still drinking red wine, not a drop of water. And she took a 2-hour nap that day. And I went down there for sure. Checked the pulse.
Put the blood oxygen reader on her.
Yeah. And she was like, I'm fine. And then was up all night drinking dry Chianti, talking to men on Bumble. So what are we going to do?
I don't know.
Listen, I want to give a big shout out though to the Heather 911 group, which is the Facebook group, because I want to say, I don't want to get anything excited. I'm not speaking anything into existence, but we may have a couple love connections that might be happening. So I think we're going to send Robin on a few dates, get her back out there. She's very excited. She's buying some new outfits. We're going to take her shopping at somewhere other than Ross for Less because she can afford it. But this bitch, you know.
We're very excited. I actually told my mother today and she goes, I think he has blue eyes. She's not going to like him. I said, Mom, where did you hear that? She goes, well, Robin went live the other day going off about how much she hates the blue eyes.
It's because her first husband, Paul, had blue eyes.
I know. Yes.
It's like,
I say, Robin, do you not trust me because I have blue eyes? And she's like, you're okay.
We told her, I said, Mom, the next person you date is obviously not going to be like Dad. It's a whole new experience.
No. Yeah. Has to be the opposite. You had the love of your life.
Yeah.
Have the most fun of your life.
Exactly.
You know, like.
Yeah.
Kyle was a time. He wasn't going to be singing, hello, Dolly. Like, he wasn't going to do it, which is fine.
Yeah.
Now you have a man that will also wear a wig. So
if something happens to Jeff, I'm going to probably date a mime. You know what I mean? Or, I don't know, a clown or a tap dancer. Yes. You know what I mean? Somebody so dialed into the theater.
I love
arts.
That I dropped that and we didn't actually say who it was.
We're not going
to.
No. Robin has options and we're getting her out there though. But I have to tell you, the ladies in the Heather 911 group, I love you and I hate you sometimes. Sometimes y'all are gossip mongers and coming up with the dumbest fucking shit. I'm not even going to address half of it because it's so fucking stupid some days. I don't even know what to say. But then other days you really come through with the good, good. You know what I mean?
And listen, I understand. A lot of people want to just, you stir it a little.
Right. Right.
It's okay.
It's okay. But also some days, listen, if it's for good, if you've got a winning lotto ticket, post it in the group.
Yeah.
If you've got a date for my mom, post it in the group. If you got a date for Tina, post it in the group. Also, why haven't we put you up on the block? Why haven't we done this? There's so Elizabeth Howard met the love of her life through the podcast. Listen, Tina, tell us your non-negotiables. And I mean, you're out there dating, but what are you finding now that you're back in the dating world? Like what's going on?
I think what's hard, you know, moving to a new city, being in your 30s, is that everybody has started their own life, right? Like everyone has their friends, they have their thing, right. They got their whole sketch figured out. And you got to be able to like come into the group and like really charm everyone and have a great time. But it's definitely, you know, communication. Communication is difficult out here.
Now, are you saying communication as in like if you're talking to somebody, they're not good at responding through text or phone call or whatever?
Is it a generation of
young men who just are like lazy on their fucking phones or they're just not good at it?
I think they're not good at it.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I think in person is...
No, it's not. Let's just call it out. It's not.
it's fine to a point. I don't want a pen pal, though.
Yeah.
I rather see you in person. So if it is like, hey, I'm not going to be able to see you for a few days, got to work, but let's make a date. Like, let's get
action
this
steps.
Yeah, the action steps are where it's at. So it's something to look forward to. I was in a long-distance relationship for a long time. So I'm not a person that needs someone by my side.
Every day.
Every day. That
but to carry all, up all the packages.
Oh, my God. If anyone can help me carry the fucking packages, Teresa would be so happy. The concierge, she is worried.
I'll come down and help you move the packages. I'm sorry. I haven't been there. I'll come help
you. No. It's fine. No. Right now, it's like clothing that's there. But, yeah, it's difficult. Being restarting and like, I don't know.
Well, having to play that name game too. And then when these guys are bad communicators or they don't text or they don't call, you're like, what are we doing? You know, you got to start from scratch. You got to learn what people's icks are. You got to learn what color they like, what kind of food they don't eat. You know, and if you're not even getting a, hey, how was your day response back? But then you'll see them at the end of the week. You're like, everyone's working. Everyone's busy. Now, I always say I'm really bad off on text, but I am like, if you call me, if you ring the phone or FaceTime me, I'm going to answer. But the text gets sometimes over fucking whelming.
Oh, for sure. And I totally agree. And I can go the whole day and be like, oh, oops, that never got responded to for sure. But yeah, it's the dating world is interesting. And she, I don't know. She's out there. She's having fun. But I don't know if she's going to be tied down. I don't know.
So you're saying maybe if we had some better communication, if you met somebody who could really just, you know what it is too? And I think at this age, being a year of the rabbit, right?
Yep.
36. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lady's in Hollywood's never supposed to say her age, but I don't give a fuck, right?
Yep.
At this point, always been very transparent. But at this point at 36, you don't have to, either you're answering or you're not. What are we doing here?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
And you know me. Like I
go with the flow.
Really am go with the flow. And I also feel at this point, if you're not on the train, like it's time to go. Like we have, the train is pretty fun. Like we have a good time.
The train is fun. It's fruitful.
Yeah.
We're at a place in our life now that we can like afford vacations.
Oh my gosh. You know? Yes. And that's what I just want to sometimes like, you know, shake people and be like, hey, either you're in or you're out because it's really a good time over here.
I feel like our train is that fancy. Didn't they redo like the Orient Express and they're really fancy? We're like the Orient Express that's going from like Venice to Paris.
To Paris, that one, you know.
Where you have to wear black tie every night.
Yeah.
And we just want everybody to
I want a themed dinner every night of my
life. Me too. That sounds honestly delightful and lovely. And we bring a lot to the table. So what we're basically saying out of everybody in our life, whether it's romantic, friendship, whatever, we need y'all to bring it because we're bringing it in the year of the rabbit. And if y'all are not bringing it to us or with us, if you don't show up to the pool with long chartreuse nails and you're not FaceTiming us,
you're
letting
not invited.
Us know you're in Boca and the water's beautiful, we're going to be upset. We need that level of emotional support in our
lives. I agree. And you know, we've also seen like 65 women on their baby moon. So that's not, you know, being childrenless women.
Childless
mm-hmm. women. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
You feel it. Yeah.
We both have said like, okay, what do we think? We're going to be pregnant in the next 2 years?
Oh my gosh. If
we're going to have to be, or we'll be dead.
We actually have to be pregnant within the next 2 years.
NBC never heard that. I'm a workhorse. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I will just outsource that job because I need to work. Please pick up my show.
Work smarter, not harder for you.
True.
But I was just, we were all giggling at dinner of like, if all of our friends that don't have kids yet, if we all got pregnant around the same time, you know, like all of your friends in your, like the mid 20s, late 20s that all got pregnant. Now they have like all of their kids got to grow up with each other.
Yeah.
But now we're going to be the late fucking 30s that all get pregnant around the same time.
And that means we can afford good nannies.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're going to actually be living it. Oh. We're not going to be struggling and sweating.
No, we will be struggling and sweating because the body won't bounce back the way it probably used to, but we will for sure. We're going to be the ones getting on that PJ. Hopefully if the show gets picked up, we're going to be on that PJ with like 10 nannies that are fun. And they're going to be like, we're fun. They're like, honestly, Tina and Heather are such good moms and they're so fun. Oh, and you know what? We give them the day where like, listen, girls, here's $500. Go shopping. Have the full day to yourself. We booked y'all massages. It's your vacation too.
We're friends. Oh my God.
And Jeff's going to be like, what the fuck are we paying for if I got to watch the kids at the pool? You know what I mean?
You're like, listen.
I'm like, shut the fuck up. This is my best friend.
You can work for 2 seconds.
My best friend is our nanny. Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't know, you know, if we even think about having kids, like say in 2 years, we got to get on that night nurse list right now.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, wait, right now?
You're a night nurse. You know, Mary said she was going to gift me the number for her night nurse. Not even like I'm going to actually
give you her.
No. This woman is so in such high demand. And if you don't, I didn't know what a night nurse was, but it's a woman who stays up with the babies and helps feed them during the night. Because here's the other thing that we yelled at Jeff about. Because when you're a boss babe, you have to go back to work. I mean, we already know maternity leave is just absolute bullshit. We're the only country that doesn't allow people to like actually bond with their babies.
Yeah.
So half these working moms need a night nurse so you can get up and run your fucking corporate job on Monday.
Yeah. You can't be not sleeping all night and then get up and work 16 hours.
And we bow down to the women and our mothers who did it before us.
It's insane. Oh, I say this to Robin all the time because my mom says it to me. You know, they never had help. They never did it. And listen, I will say that Heather and I turned out, you know, pretty cute.
Yeah.
But it's crazy now to see our friends that have been able to do that. And that isn't, they still have careers and they're like just fucking.
But every single one of them has said, I went back to work too soon. This is bullshit. Like how many phone calls have I had with my girlfriends who were like, this is bullshit. I need another fucking month with my kid. Your fucking pussy's still bleeding at that point.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Maybe that's it. In 2 years, we will have started a new revolution of women's maternity rights. I would like to strive for that, but I don't know how much political power either of us have.
I'm into, you know, she would be great on a campaign trail.
Fantastic.
But I have many more steps to get to that point than you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the hurdles are a little bit,
I mean, the privilege too. We understand the privilege of saying like a night nurse, but it's from all my girlfriends who work full-time jobs. All of them are like, if I didn't have this, how the fuck could I have gone back to work? And it doesn't matter what anybody says. Your fucking job will fuck it. They will always judge. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. Some people are like, women can have it both ways. You know, you're sacrificing one or
absolutely
the other.
Absolutely not. We already know.
We know it. But you know who didn't? You know who never had a night nurse?
Who
fucking grinded it out was Lucille at the pool.
No, she was the wet nurse for all the kids in the neighborhood.
Fuck yeah. She was
like, you know what I got?
Milk
in these titties. And she went up to knocked on them doors and said, you need some help, ladies.
Yeah. She was like, let me tell you something. I know those lactation cookies weren't working, but you know what I'm going to do? Strap little Charlie on this titty. I got you.
Go to sleep. Take a nap.
And then she wake them up and be like, all right, you want to go? Let's go look at the water. Look how beautiful. Can you believe this water in Boca? The water is beautiful.
You know, Lucille's great with the grandkids.
Oh my God. She's fantastic. And listen,
our moms would be so, they like to play, but they would be so good with grandkids. They would go beyond.
But here's the thing. I really did have this moment because I look at my mom and she's got like, bruises.
She has a bruise right now.
No one heard her. Robin is treated like an angel. She bumps into things and because her blood pressure medicine.
She needs to check.
She has got to check the fucking blood
pressure. Though I will say I have a bruise on my arm too that I don't know where it's from. Remember?
Maybe you need it. And you also have kind of a similar cough. So maybe we both need to get, you both need to get checked.
Well, it's gone down, but like.
Yeah, that's a gnarly, it's like a greenish blue, like a greenish bruise.
Yeah. I don't, yeah.
But I get nervous. And I literally said, I feel like I need to have the kids because I don't want to have, I mean, I've already lost my dad. I don't want to have that day where I look back and neither of my fucking parents got to meet my children.
No, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. Never. Knock on wood.
It's definitely not going to happen because we're all going to be.
We're all on it. The families together. We're making it happen. We all have our moments and our bumps in the road, but we're just going to make it happen.
Yeah.
But I also think too, not only the night nurse, I think of, I mean, we got to get on the eggs again. Fuck. I don't want to have to freeze my eggs again. Oh my God. I don't want to do it. It's so fucking miserable, but I encourage every woman. If you can, if you're listening to this fucking podcast and you're in your 20s, call your dad, fucking guilt him. Call your mother, call your stepdad, Randy, and say, I need 10K because I need to freeze my eggs. Do it.
I know. Maybe this is a great time to ask my boss.
Yeah, I'll give you the money. No. And I'll pay for it. I don't care.
But I have never checked. I think it's because I will pay
for you to freeze your eggs. That is not a question of doubt. I will do it.
I watched you do it. But
here's the thing. I have no eggs, Tina. So I wasn't set up for success.
Yeah, but
you're probably fertile myrtle. You're Irish. You come from everybody in your fucking family is a quadruplet or a triplet. What are you fucking talking about? But also, there's no need to panic until you go get it checked. But I'll pay to get your eggs.
No. I do think that is something why. The last time I went to the OBGYN, we had a lot of traumatic experiences this past winter.
Which are not appropriate for the podcast.
But let's just say she has gone through it. It has been discussed with the OB.
Yeah.
And I
have a he and he's lovely.
Well, back in New York. So now it's done because I moved to Atlanta.
Oh, you got to see my guy.
I got to get a new guy.
My gynecologist is literally, look, every single one of my friends goes to him and we did not know it. And we just one day were all like, I see this really crazy doctor. We were all like, yeah, we see the same person.
Well, this guy in New York was pretty nuts. Last time I was there was back for like a checkup right before the holidays. And I had said like, hey, I really want to check my fertility. Can I do that? Can I get that done before I go back to Atlanta, moving, whatever? And he goes, you know, the best way to check your fertility. And I was like,
what?
He goes, have sex without a condom. Oh, and he walked out of the room and I was literally like,
did you burn the place down? I would have.
I almost wrote a Google review is where I was at. I was so mad. I was like, yeah, I got that. I'm 35 at that time years old. I know that's how to check my fertility, dude. Yeah.
But you know, he's probably been a gynecologist for like 40 years, delivered so many babies. That's his favorite.
I know.
He thinks he's got a solid five.
Oh, he has.
He has a solid type five. Type five.
Oh, yeah. He loves to, because he had told me, you know, one position was probably not good for me because of certain things going on.
You've got thin skin on your vagina. Let's just say it on the podcast. She's got thin skin. I've got a small urethra. You have thin labia lips. It's because you're Irish. It's just because you're Irish. You have thin skin. Listen, it happens.
So anyway, if there's any other actual gynecologist that wants to talk to me about this issue, that would be great.
I mean, listen.
Oh my God, I really.
You want me to edit that out?
No.
It's
who cares?
It's also like, I mean,
it's also just nature. This is what happens.
And you know, if you've just tuned into the podcast for the first time, if you didn't know, this is actually a very scientific and nature-based podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we are science gals. We have degrees in something.
Listen, I get UTIs frequent. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can only have sex in certain positions or the skin will rip. It is what it is, Christina. I'll edit it out. Don't worry.
No.
I'm leaving it in.
She's leaving it in. But I'm not joking. If there's an OB that has better information, please contact me because he's fired.
I mean, I asked my OB. I went in there because, you know, I was having all this like blood sugar issues and thyroid issues. And I went in when I was like 30 pounds heavier because I was like so sick. And I went in and I was like, listen, I know, check my thyroid. And of course he checked my thyroid and it was awful. And I had to do all this fucking shit for it.
Yeah.
But he was like, Heather, I just think you're eating too much. And I laughed and I laughed and I should have been offended. But you know what? I keep coming back for more. I still like the guy. Oh. I don't know why. Is that fucked up?
But is he a good doctor?
He's a great doctor.
Because he misdiagnosed me. Not that guy. Yeah. Mine misdiagnosed me.
Yeah.
So that was not fun.
But I know that I already go into doctor's offices with the, and I know so many women are listening to this podcast being like, fucking kill him. But you know what? I show up with the jokes. As a comedian, they're ready to bring the heat. It could be the dentist, the orthodontist, the podiatrist. Yeah. They're coming in and they're trying to give me their tight five.
Oh, and don't worry. We advocate for ourselves.
Of course.
Don't try to say, you need to, I did. I asked the question and he came back with a tight five. What do you do then? And then also at that time he had two like interns, I guess, like nurse practitioners. Maybe. And he was like doing some things, running some tests. And he was like, and this is how we do this. Girls, are you watching? And I was like, I didn't sign up.
No, this guy actually sounds like you need to call the Better Business Bureau and let them know.
God. Anyway, so looking for a new OB.
I'll send you to my guy. And here's the thing. Go for a general. Just go for a pap. And if you're like, the jokes are too much, or if you go in, he leaves me funny voicemails and I laugh, but I like the sarcasm and he's a great doctor. But if you go in and you don't like the vibe, I feel like you're a good test of energy and personality.
Yeah.
If you don't like it and you think there's a red flag, I'm out.
Okay.
I'm switching practices.
Yeah. Maybe I need to check on it because sometimes you're a little forgiving.
Oh, I know. I'm very forgiving.
Oh, yeah. God. Well, listen, I feel like I'm literally 10 steps ahead of the game because she doesn't have a significant other. But, you know, you got to be proactive. You got to be making sure that things are in place for because you got to. It's what is that? It's like opportunity meets timing.
Yes.
Luck. Timing.
Oh, it's preparation meets opportunity and time.
Timing. No, there has to be time. It's like the right time.
The right time, but you've also done the work.
We have done the work.
We've been doing the work. But okay, also want to give a big shout out to Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who I met at the Jane Fonda's 85th birthday jubilee in Atlanta. And when Dr. Sanjay Gupta found out that I did not have a primary care physician, I still don't have a primary care physician. He was so upset. He gave me his own personal email and I need to email him because I realized I need a primary care physician. This is insane. I am 36, March 15th.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a PCP.
I know. You go to the urgent care, which you love the doctor at the urgent care.
I do. I love an urgent care. It's urgent. I need the care.
You need the care. But there is something to be said because I had a really good PCP in New York. So that's going to be a whole other thing that she like checked in on me.
Oh, I want them to check
in. Like on the portal. You know, she emailed me on the portal.
I find the portal so confusing.
No, see, but I had a whole like it was a network of doctors on the same portal. And I would message her and I would be like, my sciatica.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, here's this person. Go to them.
So you could get like references.
Yeah. 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 You know.
Okay, I'm fine. I'm going to hunker down. I'm going to hunker down and get a PCP. I'm going to hunker down. I'm going to do it.
It's like I'm twisting your arm to actually just do a basic chore, though.
But you know what I realized? It's like Robin.
I was literally about to say that because you are trying to do this for Robin and you won't do it for yourself.
I won't. But I've said I'm better at advocating for other people than myself.
Always. We are both of us.
You and I would both have a club foot dangling, full diabetic foot.
I won't. You see me when I full spiral, like I can't blow dry my hair. I can't figure out how to put an outfit together. You could be like, just do these five things and you will be fine. You can't do that to yourself. I don't know. We can't tell ourselves those things sometimes.
It's like sometimes I'm better at writing material for other people.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, let me write you a type five.
Yeah.
And you just check my urethra.
Yeah. 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 Those bumps are normal.
Can I tell you? I haven't had a pap in 2 years.
You're driving me crazy.
I know because I was on the road and I didn't, and then I missed it and I was like, it's all fine.
But it, okay.
I think
now you're definitely going to get yelled at.
Now I'm definitely, I can feel it. I can feel the amount of people listening to this podcast yelling.
Because everyone was like, Ovary's on the plane.
I know. But I got back on birth control and it's the only thing that's controlled my thing. But then I started listening to this other podcast about how terrible. Oh, I listened to this really crazy podcast that basically if you've ever been on birth control more than 5 years, you cut your chances of having ovarian cancer by 50%.
Okay.
But then the other side of how dangerous and how fucked up birth control is like is also terrible. So it's like you either get ovarian cancer or...
Oh, so it's you damned if you do, you damned if you don't.
And that's what it's like to be a woman. Wow. Not bad harmonizing.
Yeah.
Let's try it again. And that's what it's like to be a woman. That's solid.
We're trying.
All right. So in the year of the rabbit, let's go through our goals and lists. You're going to pick up your packages. So Teresa, your concierge, isn't mad at you.
Teresa's literally, I have to get her like a conch necklace or something.
Oh, we're going
to
get her something from OKCos. Yes.
I brought her a chocolate chip cookie and it was like, I changed her whole entire life.
Again.
And that's what I'm, listen, yeah. I think we're really good at that. And that's what I would say to other people. Small gestures.
Small gesture.
To these people in your life. She's not only your packages, everybody else's.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Leave a treat for the UPS guy.
Leave a water. You know what I am?
Not just during Christmas, other times of the year.
I'm thirsty all the time. Okay, so we're going to pick up our packages. Uh-huh. We're going to talk about freezing the eggs.
Okay, I'll do it.
And what else are we doing?
I am going to, you know.
I'm
going to be better at communicating.
Same. I got to get it.
We're going to say like, hey.
Make a list.
We're going to make the list. We're going to do the action steps.
Yeah.
We're going to get it done. Listen, we're moving and grooving over here.
Absolutely Not Productions is full throttle ahead, and we hope that everybody else can get on board and keep up. But I want y'all to know that we're running the shempire, and whether or not our vaginas fall out because we are late on our pap smears is our own personal problems. But I need Dr. Sanjay Gupta to come over with a flashlight and a thermometer and help me out. Doctor, if you hear this, I'll come down to the CNN Center. I don't even know where you're based. Atlanta.
Can we do it live on TV?
Oh my God. Should we do like a medical report? Should we do like a live physical?
But wouldn't that be so helpful? I actually think that would be, no, because how many people
My haters do literally do a Reddit thread.
If you could watch like someone go through a like a full physical and these are the questions that you should ask and this is what, or like an annual OB appointment, like just looking at someone getting, you know, I mean, not actually watching them like naked, but like getting to see that.
You know, and it's women's advocacy in the medical patriarchy. But I'm saying Dr. Sanjay Gupta, I bet is great. He is such a wise man. I don't think he does like house calls and like checks to see if you have strep throat. But if he does, what if I just...
I don't know.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta, if you do hear this podcast, I need you to know I am writing you down on all of my, you know,
emergency
contact. And I'm telling people that you're my PCP. Maybe we should get Dr. Sanjay Gupta. This is a formal call. I would like to get you on the podcast to talk about what's wrong with everything.
I know. I think we know some people
we know some people. We're going to make some calls. All right, Tina, I'm going to let us get back to the Beach Boy. But as always, guys, you can call into the hotline, 800-213-7503. I will be back on the comeback tour. This weekend, I'm coming to Cleveland, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, three of my favorite cities, such amazing audiences. I do think we have some tickets left in those cities. So come out, get your tickets at heatherontour.com. I will be back in the studio next week. Very excited. Thanks for letting me take a little trip on vacation. And Tina, it's a year of the rabbit. Let's fucking go, doggy.
Let's go.
I'll see you next time on the Absolutely Not Podcast. Arrivederci, ciao bella.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon. Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.